office, is she part of the...
Oh, yeah, she's one. See, my name's but my grandmother was a...
I see.
That's where I get into the family, sir.
This really goes way back.
And they've got them listed in there up to the time when that book was completed, each one, how old, when he was born, and so forth and so on.
Who was William?
He was a lawyer that got this information and published this book. Now, Miss Post Office, her husband's grandfather, this town was named for him.
So
that
back,
was her husband's grandfather.
When would that be?
Back in about, I don't know, 60s, I reckon.
Civil War.
This town was incorporated in 1883. I was just looking at the old charter in there this afternoon, and 87 years ago tonight, they had the first council meeting in this town. I just thought it's August 23rd,
right?
See?
Well, this is a,
now that's some crazy reading in there.
That's fascinating, yeah.
Yeah.
Wow, this is wonderful. People have this much interest, you know, to try to keep track. That is great. And you're part of the clan, so you got one of the books.
Yeah.
Well,
you all have them.
Really fascinating. How many come to the... reunions now, you say?
We have 200 or 300 now. But the first year we had it, we went to a lot of trouble to publicize it, see, and we really got them in.
How far away did they come from?
Oh, we had them from far away as California, I think. New York, everywhere. They scattered all over the world now.
It's fascinating. The town at one time was... It was probably much bigger, wasn't it?
Yeah, a lot more people here than there is now. Used to be a lot of business here, but it's gone like every other little town, so it's all moved to a bigger town.
How is it that Sumner isn't on the highway? I wonder why it is the highway...
Well, the highway used to go just one block up there, but when they relocated it, they got it over out of town, see. And I'm glad they did. I didn't like that at that time, but I'm proud it's over there now.
I see the town is kind of, was the town ever built around the railroad?
Yes, the railroad's right out here. It was built down here on the railroad, so the railroad's right out here, 100 yards in front of the house.
What road is that?
It's ACL.
ACL?
Not ACL now.
It's SCL now.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's the old Atlantic Coast Line.
It used to be the old B&W, Brunswick Waycross. When it was first built.
And then it went from B&W right into the Atlantic Coast system?
Yeah, the coastline. Now, talking about railroads, something that's always worried me, they called it the old Brisbane Railroad. It was built back 100 years ago, I guess. It comes right near my farm, and it went broke on the thing up there. And I just wondered the history to that old Brisbane Railroad. My daddy's told me about it, said that was old Brisbane Railroad there. And now sometimes I ask the young one, I say, you know what all that dirt's doing there? I said, no, what's it doing there? I said, that's old Brisbane Railroad, and they'd never heard of it, see. And there's some history behind that thing somewhere. They went broke along up here somewhere. I don't know where they started with it.
Is anybody around here interested in history to...
Not too much.
Work in the records. That man I was telling you about, the lawyer, that was his topic. In fact, I gather that's about all he did outside of his law practice. He was just fantastic. The amount of work that he put in tracing, I don't know his family, but the whole history of the community.